So today is Reformation Sunday. We wear the color of red for the Holy Spirit. Every year around this time, at the end of October, we celebrate the events in the Christian church that happened in Germany about 500 years ago, when the Reformation of the Christian church began with Martin Luther in 1517.
今日是教宗改革主日的星期日。 每年在这个时候, 即是10月底, 我们都会纪念和庆祝马丁路德在1517年, 大约在500年前的事情, 基督教会的改革。
So there's the famous historical image of Martin Luther nailing 95 theses or points of protest against the church on a door in Wittenberg, Germany, a university town around this time in 1517. You know, whether or not Luther actually nailed it to the door, his theses or his protest set off shockwaves throughout Europe of the time. It transformed church and society. And there are Lutherans now and Reformation Christians, Protestant Christians all over the world.
在1517年，德国人维贝格揸住马丁路德嘅95条法则进行抗议，佢利用马丁路德嘅论文进行抗议，轰动咗整个欧洲。
We are a Lutheran church, a Lutheran Christian church, and being a Lutheran church can sometimes be difficult to explain to other Christians, or even more difficult to explain to a non-Christian. We're named after Martin Luther, so people wonder of me, are we some kind of Martin Luther cult? We're not. Lutherans are Christians. They're Christians who, like Luther, focus on the grace of Jesus Christ. Luther followed Christ, relied on God's grace in Christ alone. And we too seek to follow and rely on Christ's grace given to us. To be Lutheran is to be Christ and grace-focused Christians.
我们这个教会是路德会，我们很难向其他的基督徒解释。 我们是不是邪教呢? 因为我们的教会是以马丁路德的名字命名。路德会的基督徒是基督教徒是基督徒，就好像路德这样，专注着基督恩典的基督徒。我们当然不是邪教啦。 路德跟随着基督，依靠基督的恩典，我们都是跟随着基督，依靠基督的恩典，成为路德会，就是以基督和恩典为终身的基督徒。
So today I'd like to go through parts of our second reading today from the book of Romans chapter 3 in the New Testament. This chapter spoke personally to Martin Luther. This chapter of scripture still speaks to us today. In going through our second reading from Romans chapter 3 today, I'll share a little bit about the Reformation and what that Reformation means for us today as Christians.
今天早上我想回顾一下今天第二次阅读的罗马书第三章的部分内容。罗马书这一章亲自地对马丁路德讲说话。 这一章的圣经今天仍然对我们讲说话。在第二次阅读罗马书的时候，我亦都会分享宗教改革对我们今日的意义。
Martin Luther was a Christian. He grew up in a different time than ours today, very different setting. In Luther's day and context, everyone was pretty much a Christian. Churches were full. It was strange, weird, dangerous in society to actually not believe in God. Luther was a young man studying to be a lawyer. His parents were upwardly mobile, newly middle class. They wanted the best for their son, Luther, who goes off to study to be a lawyer.
马丁路德是一位基督徒, 在路德的时代几乎每个人都有宗教信仰，如果你不信仰神，你就是视为非常之奇怪和危险人物。在那段时的人想法和我们现在的人想的东西是非常之不一样。路德生长在一个上流社会的家庭，路德的父母有能力去栽培自己的仔成为律师。
Luther has a near-death experience while studying to be a lawyer as a young man. In fear and thinking his life is over, he prays for deliverance, his life spared. He becomes a monk. He dedicates his life to God, a monk, a man who gives everything in the world to follow Christ, a monk. They live in community, vows to chastity, poverty, and obedience. Luther fully dedicates his life to God and God's word.
路德在年轻那段时期曾经有一次几乎死去的经历，他差不多死的时候，路德只是祈求获得解脱，路德的性命大步地烂过，跟住路德就走去做和尚，成为一名修道士，将自己的一生奉献给上帝。和尚是放弃世界上所有一切的人，他们的生活要很朴素，发誓要贞洁贫穷和服从。路德将他一生完全奉献给上帝的话语里面。
You would think that being fully dedicated to God, you think that being a monk, that's number one, right? You would think that that's the way to find peace with God. You would think that's the best. And in Luther's day, that's what people thought. But Luther as a monk, he finds that he's actually not the best. He's the worst. He finds uncertainty. He finds frustration. He realizes personally what it says in our second reading of Romans. See, it wasn't just a book on the shelf or a Bible verse on a phone. It was in the heart for Luther. Is it in our heart? It was in the heart. And in the heart, he came to realize in painful ways, in the heart, how he and you and me are under the law of God. Under the law of God. This is what the law of God does to me. I can't stand. You can't stand before God's law. He began to realize that with God's law comes knowledge of sin. Shame. Luther was nothing. Sin and shame. It says in the New Testament, whoever keeps the whole law but misses one point, cannot stand before God. Guilty. All of it.
你可能以为奉献给上帝，路德会走到平安。相反，修道士的路德发现不是很稳阵，还有失败感。路德亲身体认识到我们今天第二次阅读的罗马书说，我们知道法律所讲的都是针对律法之下的人，好叫所有的人都无话可说，使全世界都伏在上帝的审判之下，因为冇人能专靠行律法而被上帝视为义人。律法的本意是要使人之罪。
So this law of God, this perfect law, right? This perfect law of God, it shattered Luther. It broke him. It destroyed his sense of self. I acted out for you what it felt like for Luther. As Lutherans today, we realize that that perfect and right law of God, it does make us accountable before God. We can't stand with that kind of shame. It seeks to shatter our egos and our pride. This law of God shows us our sin, all of it, makes it feel that sin, how we fail miserably to follow God. I mean, just take a quick memory tour of the last week. When have we been selfish and sinful and worse? Too many times to count.
律法可以用十戒来概括。十戒命令我们要爱上帝和爱我们的邻舍。路德以痛苦的方式意识到在神的律法之下要对神责任。路德开始体验到通过律法获得对罪的认识。在新约圣经是这样讲，因为凡遵守全律法的，只在一条上跌倒，他就是犯了众条。So
unlike in Luther's day, we live in a more difficult time, I think, in some ways. You know, in Luther's day, everyone believed in God. There was kind of this mutual understanding. People became monks. Today, it's a little more complicated. Faith mingles with disbelief in our society. And for us as Christians, it's way too easy, I think, just to shrug off sin then, right? I tried. I'll do better next time. It's okay. When really it's not. There are signs of depression, desperation all around. And even in a fragile and distracted world, the temptation to ignore our own sin and standing before God is very strong.
神嘅完美公义律法打破咗路德粉碎咗佢嘅自我意识。我哋今日嘅路德教徒，上帝完美同埋正確嘅律法，使我哋喺上帝面前要负责任。佢试图粉碎我哋嘅自我同埋骄傲。上帝嘅律法向我哋展示我哋嘅罪，我哋所有嘅罪，我哋如何悲惨地未能跟随上帝同埋爱我哋嘅邻舍，回顾一下上一周，我哋有咩时候系自私有罪，错到几多次，同埋错到都数唔清楚。
That pain and shame and sin was so strong for Luther that he couldn't ignore it. It says in scripture, every mouth may be stopped, the whole world held accountable to God. For by works of the law, no human being will be justified in his sight, since through the law comes knowledge of sin.
罪嘅痛苦同埋羞耻对路德嚟讲系好抗拒嘅，佢无法忽视佢，佢失去咗每个人嘅藉口，佢要世人向神负责，因为冇人能够靠遵行律法而被上帝视为义人。律法的本意系要使人知罪。So
what does it mean to be Lutheran? To be Lutheran is to Christ-centered Christian, to be a grace-focused Christian. Like Luther, we are sinners. We confess it again and again. Before God, we can't stand, right? We seek to do better. Deep down, we know that we're only and always reliant on God's grace in Jesus Christ. And this power of sin in our lives, it stops mouths, stops. As Romans says, it leads us to stop talking at all. And as the psalmist says, I know my transgressions. My sin is always before me. Stop. And then the psalm says, open my lips, O Lord. My mouth will declare your praise, O Lord. My sacrifice is a broken spirit I give to you, O Lord, a broken spirit, a stop mouth. A contrite heart, you, O Lord, will not despise. Open my lips and my mouth will say your glory.
成为路德会的教徒是意味着啲咩嘢呢？成为路德会嘅教徒就系以基督同埋恩典为中心嘅基督徒。路德同我哋一样都系罪人。 我哋一次又一次咁承认，我哋力求做到更好。喺内心嘅深处，我哋知道只有永远依赖上帝喺耶稣基督里面嘅救恩。神啊，求你按你嘅慈爱怜恤我。 我们的奉献慈悲涂抹我的犯过犯，求你将我的罪业除去我的罪，因为我知道我的过犯我的罪常在我面前，求你使我的嘴唇张开，我的口便传扬赞美你的话语。
Lutherans focus on Christ. They focus on the grace of Christ. I need it. You need it. The grace of the cross of Jesus Christ. And God shuts our mouths of sin and opens them to Christ and opens our hearts and our minds and our lives, opens us to receiving that. This is what Luther realized. An open mouth, an open heart of Jesus Christ. To Christ he spoke, to Christ he received, to rely on Christ alone.
路德就像于基督同埋恩典，他用上帝完美的律法来塞住我们逃避犯罪的藉口。基督神的话语充满恩典同埋真理，张开我们的嘴来赞美上帝的话语。路德所以意识到的是仰望基督，依靠基督。
Luther confessed it. It's part of the small catechism in the Lutheran Church that Jesus Christ is our Lord. He has redeemed us, lost and condemned that we were. He's purchased us, won us from death, from the power of the devil. He doesn't do it with gold or silver or money. He gives his body, his precious blood, innocent suffering and death, that we may be his own and live under him in his kingdom. Serving him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, blessedness, just as he has died and risen from the dead and is with us always. We receive all of this by faith.
路德所意识承认的是路德会解答了耶稣基督是我们的主。耶稣基督救赎了我们这个迷失和被定罪的人，把我从所有的罪恶死亡和在魔鬼里面的权势里面拯救出来。 不是用金钱，而是用他纯洁的宝贵血无辜的痛苦和死亡，使我成为他的子民，活在他的国度里，以永远公义纯真的祝福侍奉他，就好似佢从水里复活一样，掌权直到永远。
It says in our second reading today from Romans, it opens up the very heart of God. It says a righteousness from God has been opened to us, revealed to us, manifested apart from the law and the prophets. They bear witness to it. The righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ, his cross. For all who believe, and there's no distinction, all have sinned, all of us are sinned, guilty as charged. The redemption of Jesus Christ that is open for all through faith in Jesus Christ, whom God for us put forward as the propitiation. He put forward as the one for us of his blood to be received by faith.
我们今天第二次阅读的罗马书所讲的是，但如今神的义在律法以外已经显明出来，有律法和先知为证，神就是义，因信耶稣基督加给一切相信的人，并没有分别，因为世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀，如今却蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎就白白清义。
Jesus says it to those who he heals, to those who he helps, who believe in him. He says this, your faith has made you well. That's how we're made well. We receive all of what Christ does for us, well in spirit, well in soul. Luther became well in his soul too, because of faith in Christ and his grace. To be Lutheran, right, is to be that faith made well Christian, a grace focused Christian.
耶稣同佢嗰啲相信佢嘅人讲，你哋翻去照你哋嘅信心，给你成全了。 我哋凭着信心去接受耶稣基督为我哋所做嘅一切，我哋嘅救主基督活生生嘅信任，好似路德嘅灵魂同埋佢嘅生活变得健康，因为基督嘅信仰同埋恩典，成为路德会嘅成员，系以基督同埋恩典为中心嘅基督徒。
So it's been 500 years and counting since the Reformation, since Luther's life was transformed and made well by this grace. You know, the name Lutheran kind of just stuck, bit of an accident of history. It takes some explaining today. When we explain what it means to be Lutheran, right, we follow Romans, we follow Scripture. We don't focus on ourselves. We don't explain ourselves. Instead, to be Lutheran means to realize what Luther says is to explain who? Who do we explain? Well, right there in the center, Christ. Explain Christ. To point to Christ. To point to what he has done. To experience it and renew it in our lives every day. To enjoy his grace.
路德的生命被基督的恩典改变了大约有在500多年了。今天我们需要一些时间去解释一下路德会的名字。我哋解释一下路德会嘅教徒意味着吓啲乜嘢嘢呢？路德会嘅成员意味着仰望基督，为基督而活，享受基督嘅恩典。
The name Lutheran reminds us of Luther's own struggle to realize this, to move away from himself and to Christ. And this is a good example for us as Lutherans today.Move away from ourselves and to Christ, our light in our life. If you think about where in our hearts and our lives this week, can we be more Christ-centered to receive more of his grace? His grace is sufficient. His power is made perfect in weakness. When we are weak, we're strong in Christ. And Luther trusted his life on this strength. His self became strong that he could stand in the grace of Christ. It's an example that we've followed ever since.That Christ is our strength.
路德会这个名字让我想起路德自己离开世俗而奔向基督的挣扎。路德是我们的好榜样，离开自己走向基督。在这个星期，我们的生活中心更加以基督和基督的恩典为中心。基督的恩典足够能力在我们软弱的时候而康复。我们软弱的时候，我们在基督里是有足够的能力去应付。路德把自己的生命托付给耶稣，路德的教徒一直在这里效仿着耶稣是我们的力量。
Reformation began 500 years ago, still ongoing to reformat ourselves in relation to God from this to this, from this to him, from me to us in Christ, not to look at our own interests or shame or sin, but to look and rely solely on the grace of Jesus Christ and his cross.That faith is making us well to reform our lives by that grace of Christ. That's the power. That's the strength. To see it all through the lens then of Christ's power, his gift. That's the ongoing reformation in us. Christ alone and grace alone.
宗教改革。始于500年前，我们自己与上帝的关系重新形成，我们在基督生活里继续前进，不顾自己的利益、罪恶或者羞耻，而是要仰望和依赖基督而生活，享受基督的恩典，依靠基督的恩典改造我们，通过基督的恩典接受上帝给我们的一切。这些就是我们进行的改革，只有基督，只有恩典，阿们。